You're listening to 10 Minutes of Rambling, the podcast for people who like ASMR stuff and can't fall asleep. All music is by Jason Shaw on audionautix.com. Cheese, sausage, and monkey hands. Well, hi. It's me. And you? And maybe someone next to you, in which case, why are you bothering with me? No, I'm just kidding. So here we are again, ready to fall asleep and relax to another rambling story. You're probably tired, and if you worked out today, you know, you went to the gym to have physical activity, which we've given up in society in lieu of sitting in front of a desk, then you're probably even more tired, which is a really good thing. But I have a question for you. When you were working out, did you use the monkey hand? What's the monkey hand? Well, you know how you get a bottle of water? And don't start on me with, no, I don't have a bottle of water. I recycle. I'm saving the planet. Meanwhile, there's a country that's 8 times bigger than everyone else. It's pouring horrible noxious gases into the air and doesn't give 2 craps. Anyway, good for you for recycling is really what I meant to say there, of course. But I guess if the bottle you are drinking from has a screw-on cap. Now, we normally use our little tiny pincher fingers, I'll call them, which is probably a medical term. We use our pincher fingers to unscrew the cap and screw the cap back on, right? So there's a few things. First of all, are you one of those persons that unscrews the cap and screws the cap back on? Unscrews the cap and screws the cap back on. Now, that's perfectly acceptable if you're on the elliptical or you're on any of the weight machines or anything at all, because you don't want people sweating and breathing their terribly vaporous breath into your drink, right? I mean, it's bad enough you have to smell those people or even see them. Depends on your point of view, I guess. So, of course, you keep it capped. You want to keep it safe. Just like if you're riding your bike, you're going for an actual bike ride, as opposed to riding the stationary bike, which makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, and is not in any way, shape, or form like riding an actual bike. Which, of course, is different than other people who say, I'm going to ride my bike now. They might mean motorcycle, which, of course, is an entirely different word than bicycle or bike. Which, of course, is what I ride because I'm not manly. I just put my little tiny little shorts on, which I call my biking diaper, because that's what it kind of looks like. And it's got the padded butt even more so than what I have naturally. Thank you for even thinking about that. And I go for my little ride. But I'm the wrong guy when a woman on a dating site says, I'd love to ride on the back of your bike. Yeah, there's no room on that seat. And the seat is made for a dude and not for a lady, because it has a big hole where the kahungas go, because we have a vein that goes right under the kahungas, and if you put too much pressure on there, we get bad effects. But you don't have a vein there because you don't have the organs on the outside. So you are free to sit on a big, giant, cushy, lazy boy seat and bounce up and down and say, wee, look at me, I'm getting exercise-ish. But the water bottle that you keep on your bike, of course, you keep capped or whatever, Mr. Recycle Man. If you're on the elliptical and you are running and doing your thing, you're ellipticaling, you don't use the pinchy fingers, do you? You use the monkey hand. You use that big meaty part of your thumb. Your thumb extends down and it gets all big and muscular. Kind of like when you were little and you would draw the leg of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. It kind of looks like your thumb if you were to point your thumb at the ground. Rah, I don't have any hands. Right? And so you kind of take that and that meaty area that, ooh, you almost want to bite now. And I think you are. I think you're biting it right now. And that's okay. You can continue. Ooh, just nibble on it. Ooh, get it in your teeth. Ooh, you just want to bite harder. Or if you're laying next to someone, you're biting their thumb meat area. And that's fine. And when they yell, ow, you can, and they say, why are you doing that? You can say, well, Mark told me to bite you. So we use that and we kind of cram the cap into that meaty area and we go, ooh, 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 and we kind of use our palm to remove the cap. Why do we not use the pinchy fingers? Well, because if you accidentally drop the cap with the pinchy fingers, then game is over, dude. But if you have the monkey hand, the cap is so embedded deeply into your flesh, like someone shot you with cap bullets from their cap bullet gun, that it just sticks in there and you're safe. And then you can kind of shove it back on, right? So since we're giving tips today about pinchy fingers and water bottles and caps, do you ever rewind? So like when you're putting the cap on a bottle or anything like peanut butter, which of course, you know, a large amount of rat hairs is perfectly acceptable, by the way, look it up. If you're putting the cap on a bottle, you could take your hands and keep them parallel and shove it together and then counter rotate and go, there you go, and then have to rewind and do it again. But you know what you can do? You can pre-rewind. I do that. You rewind the bottle and the cap as far apart in counter opposite directions before you even put it on. And then that first counter rotation to put it on is so satisfying because, God, that's got to be like 180 degrees. Maybe 270 if you're lucky, flexible man, right? But if you don't do that, you get like 45 or 90 degrees and you're like, and you could drop the cap on the floor. And if you drop the cap on the floor, it's not going to fall the correct way. I do have a song about that. I don't think I'm going to sing it here, but it has to do with toast. And someday I may sing that for you, or it'll be part of my Patreon or my OnlyFans page. I don't have an OnlyFans. So, look, I give you enough disturbing things to think about. The last thing you need to think about is the fact that I would have an OnlyFans. So, what's an OnlyFans? Uh-huh, right. So, I hope that you use the pre-rotation to put your cap on. If you combine the pre-rotation and the monkey hand, you are all set when you're on that elliptical, doing that little ellipses that you're doing, which is entirely different than an elliptical, because you can't really do ellipses on there. Ellipses are those three little dots, like dot, 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 like, and then he heard something he didn't understand, dot, 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 which of course would be a perfect description of your experience with this podcast. But that's what ellipses are. So you don't make ellipses while you're on the elliptical. But maybe you do. Maybe you do that with your monkey hands. So I hope that your workout was good. I hope that you are just relaxing with your muscles right now, because even if you have a bad day, even if you have a stressful emotional or intellectual day, I think if you work out, it really does help. And this is probably one of the only non-humorous, tangible bits of advice I've ever given you for like actual sleep. But I mean, seriously, you know, work out. And if you didn't, come on, go work out. I will admit to you, however, that my anecdotal personal experience has been very odd when it comes to working out and food, because I have followed the it's 7 o'clock, I'm going to turn into Cinderella if I eat after 7. So I don't typically. I don't even eat. Like a lot of nights I don't eat after 6. But if I have a big cheese and sausage plate right before bed, oh, do I sleep well? And people say, no, it doesn't work that way because your stomach's going to stay awake and it's going to try to digest. It doesn't work that way for me. And the next day I look thinner. I don't understand. But that gets back to not understanding at all the effects of food. There might be a simple delay in this, right? I mean, you eat some bad food and then 3 days later you feel the effects and you're Mr. Globby and the bathroom is a problem or whatever. And there's a lot of chafing when you go upstairs. But you might say, wait a second, I had a salad. But the delay can fool you, right? So it's like this 3-day delay on food effects. That would probably explain a lot of confusion. I don't think that's true, but I want to believe it. But I do find that eating a certain kind of proteiny, salty meal just before bed, which is probably like really bad for you, seems to like have a good effect on the way it is received in the body. Now, I'm sure there are a number of places, especially YouTube videos, that talk about like body types and things like that. Oh, you have a sausage body type. So you digest sausage quickly and easily, Mr. Mark. Okay, thank you. But maybe that comes into play. I guess we don't know. But in summary, I want to say to you, thank you for listening. I hope you do work out. And then you come home and you have a whole bunch of cheese and sausage. And have sweet, sweet monkey-handed dreams. That was the 10 Minutes of Rambling podcast. If you're asleep, you're not going to hear this, although it may be subliminal. And if that's the case, this will be $50. So please subscribe and send me $50. And I'll see you next time.